Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. The word flock is a collective noun that can refer to a natural grouping of any kind of bird. Certain bird species commonly flock together to feed, to travel, or to help defend themselves. Flocks are usually thought of as composed of just one species, but mixed species flocks also occur. A mixture of species can take advantage of a variety of abilities to find food or detect predators. When you are talking about a group of single species, birds of a feather, so to speak, there exist specific and sometimes eloquent terms that can be used instead of the word flock. We have all heard the term gaggle of geese, but did you know that earlier this spring we saw a season of tanagers come through the valley? I have never actually seen a flock of owls, but if there were one, we would call it a parliament of owls. More common than a parliament of owls is a congress of crows. You can also call this same group a murder of crows. The word siege can apply to either bitterns or herons. A congregation may refer to plovers, egrets, or ibises. A bouquet connotes warblers, hummingbirds, or pheasants. However, for hummingbirds, I prefer the collective terms shimmer or charm. Punsters might appreciate a seasoning of cinnamon teal, a chain of bobolinks, a ladle of dippers, or my husband's favorite, an outfield of flycatchers. Sometimes a bunch of birds in the water is different from a bunch of birds in the air. You'll find a paddling of ducks in the water, but a team of ducks flying overhead. Likewise, a gaggle of geese is swimming, while a skein of geese is airborne. One collective phrase is so evocative that it became the title of an entire book on collective nouns for birds and other animals. In An Exaltation of Larks, author James Lipton explains that many collective nouns were hunting terms that originated in the 15th century or earlier. Nevertheless, the collective terms are correct and appropriate for use today. This Saturday, August 21st, experience a shimmer of hummingbirds with Stokes Nature Center just east of the second dam in Logan Canyon. Drop in any time between 8 to 11 a.m. Signs or people will direct you on where to park. For more information, call the Nature Center at 435-755-3239. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.